What would have happened if Adam and Eve never sinned?
That's a very loaded question. It has there's a very deep theology associated with this question.
So then you have to explain and elaborate on that.
All right. The first question you have to ask is, why were Adam and Eve created in the first place?
Yes.
All right. Was there a problem in heaven when Adam and Eve were created?
Yes.
Yes, because God warned Adam and Eve of an enemy.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
So there was an enemy. So there had been a tumultuous upheaval in heaven.
Mm.
And there had been a war in heaven. And the devil and his angels had been cast out. Okay. Now, there were two sides in this argument. The devil.
Yeah.
And his angels. And God. And his angels.
Yes.
Those were the two sides. Now, in any dispute, when you have a dispute of this nature, you have to have an independent judiciary to determine who's right and who's wrong. Mm. Now, in human terms, if you have a dispute with your neighbor, and you will take him to court, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the dispute becomes big enough,
yes,
that you can't solve it. And then you will have to abide by the ruling of the independent judiciary.
Mm.
Now, if you choose a jury, for example, then the jury may not be related to you. You're not going to choose your father and your mother.
It's not going to be
to be on that jury, right? Or your uncle or your aunt or your sister or your brother or your best friend, for that matter. No, it has to be an independent judiciary. Now, here was a problem. Because there was no independent judiciary. It was God and his angels, and it was the devil and his angels. Now, who is right in this dispute?
Yeah.
Now, God, being God, is the only one who could solve this problem. And so, in order to solve this problem, he created a new order of being that had not been part and parcel of the dispute.
Mm-hmm.
And like in any jury or any legal case, both sides get to represent themselves or to present their arguments in favor of this, that, or the other, right? Now, the one who created Adam and Eve, Jesus was the one who created them, because by him all things were created, and without him nothing
was created.
Created. So Jesus, as the creator, created Adam and Eve, and he created them different to all the others. He created them male and female.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they had the capacity to bring forth life, just like God had the capacity to bring forth life.
Yes.
And he gave them an independent mini cosmos.
Mm.
And he gave them rulership. In other words, he set up an independent judiciary. And they were to be the key, the solution to the problem. They were the ones who, in the final analysis, had to say which of the two parties was correct and which one was false. So God got first shot to state his case, and he explained to them that he was the Creator God, and he had an opportunity to talk to them, and angels had an opportunity to talk to them, and then the other one got an opportunity at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he stated his case, but he did it in a different way.
Yes.
That should have been a warning from the beginning, right? And he said, did God say? Did he really say that?
Mm.
So he questioned everything, just like in a case of law, when you have the opposite party, the advocate, he will counter the argument and say, did you just say that and this and the other? What if it were like this, right? So you have this case, and the independent jury is Adam and Eve. They weren't part of the conflict in heaven. They hadn't existed yet. And there was no other way to create an independent judiciary other than to create it. So God had to create it because the devil couldn't create it. He has no capacity to do that.
Correct.
So Adam and Eve were not an afterthought.
No.
They were the solution to the problem. Mm. Now, had they done what they were asked to do, had they investigated the issue and taken time to study the case of the one argument versus the other argument, the other one said, this God that you are talking to is depriving you. He's lying to you. He's a liar. Mm. Did he really say that you shouldn't touch this? Look at me. I'm touching it. Nothing's happening to me. Mm-hmm. Look at me. You say it's not good for food? I'll give you an example. I'll take a bite and look what I can do. I'm just a snake and I can even talk. So this is very good. By the way, he's holding back on you. You will be as gods. Mm. And the rest is history. They chose sides. And then they suffered the consequences.
Yes.
Which is a logical thing, right?
Exactly.
And so we have a planet of rebellion.
Yeah.
Now, that didn't end there because God, even in this situation, offered his help and a way out by promising a Messiah.
Yeah.
And in a sense, man is still a judicial system determining who is right and who is wrong in this argument from one generation to the next generation. And our generation now has an opportunity to judge between what God says, here it is, and it's very open, and you can question many of the things that happened in the descriptions in this book, and you can read the occult books, and you can find out what the other side of the story is. So we're still a judiciary. Now, what? That's a long intro now.
Yeah, it's fine.
But now, what would have happened if Adam and Eve had not sinned? Well, then the jury would have sat, and the jury would have given their verdict, and the devil and his host would have been subject to that verdict.
Correct.
And if the wages of sin is death, as God had proclaimed, and Adam and Eve, as an independent judiciary, had come to the conclusion that the only way to deal with this is by the executive judgment, the wages of sin is death, then the devil and his angels would have been eliminated and there would have been peace and harmony in the universe.
And this is where we're heading.
Well, it's going to come again, yes. There will be this final decision again. Do you not know that you will judge angels? Does the Bible say that?
Yes.
Yes. So again, there will be a judicial system and humanity will be very involved because the book of Revelation tells us that judgment was handed to the saints. So God has judged, has given a judgment. Judgment is handed to the saints. They go through the books. And they determine whether that judgment is fair or not. That's what a judiciary does. And then they will say, just and fair are your judgments. And worthy is the Lamb. That will be the final decision. And then there will be a destruction of the devil and his angels and the wicked. And the universe will be cleansed of all unrighteousness. Of course, you can take this argument even further now. Because there was another opportunity. God chose a people. He chose the Israelites. And he brought them into connection with himself.
Yes.
And he gave them good judgments and he told them his side of the story. And he explained from Sinai his law. And he explained in great detail why it was essential that all humanity should be subject to this law, right?
Mm-hmm.
So God stated his case.
Yes.
And then there were the pagan nations all around that stated the other case.
Yeah.
Well, what did they choose?
Unfortunately, the other side.
They made no better choices than Adam and Eve had done. So let's just go with this and say, what if theoretically they had accepted and not rejected Jesus as the Messiah, then what would have happened? Then they would have not have crucified him, right?
No. They would have.
But the wages of sin is death, and humanity had sinned, and humanity needed redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins, so the Messiah would have to die.
Mm.
But if his people were not prepared to kill him, but accepted him as the righteous one and the rightful ruler of the universe, then the only story we have in the Bible is that of Abraham and Isaac.
Yeah.
And Abraham was the one who was to sacrifice Isaac.
Yeah.
And at the last moment, God stayed his hand and said, no, I have a substitute for you, a type that serves as the type for the great anti-type, the Messiah will come and will die in your stead. Then I think that the father would have enacted the role and would have slain the son. And the son, having life within himself, would have been raised from the dead. And then we wouldn't have had this terrible drama that we had before. And the nation of Israel would have become the kingdom of God, and anybody who did not want to join it would suffer the same consequence as those who refuse.
Mm.
And that would have solved the problem. So basically, what I'm saying is humanity is the solution to the sin problem. Now, they can't solve the sin problem, only God can solve the sin problem, but they act as the independent judiciary as to the righteousness of God's judgments.
Yes, and the plan has also not changed yet.
No,
because the plan Israel, is the same. Yeah, Israel did not live up to what they should have.
No.
So now we've gone 2,000 years later, the story has not changed.
Exactly.
We still have the spiritual Israel that is supposed to do all of this, and eventually when Jesus comes back.
And eventually there will only be a remnant of a remnant that will eventually stick with the plan and say, no, God's judgments are righteous and they're just. And that's how it will pan out.
Thank you very much.